Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior made, let men their songs employ.
While field and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Good morning. It's December 20th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is Joy to the World, sung by Nat King Cole on his The Christmas Song album. The title of today's devotional is Joy, Joy, Joy. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs imply. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Isaac Watts. The Doing Life devotional year was intended to help you come a little closer to finding peace and joy. As the year comes to a close and we come nearer to Christmas Day, let's take a moment to reflect on just what we mean by joy. You'll recognize the second stanza of the most played Christmas hymn in history, Joy to the World. It was first printed in England in 1719 and inspired by Psalm 98, Genesis 3, and the above stanza, Psalm 96, 11 through 12. Isaac Watts wanted to express the gratitude of God's people for rescuing them yet again, but this time, rescuing them from the oppression of enslavement to sin, and rescuing not only the Jewish people, but all who believe, and for all eternity. Interestingly, there is no mention of the birth of Christ, the Incarnation, Bethlehem, the Virgin Mary, the shepherds, the wise men, or really anything about Christmas. In fact, Psalm 98 revolves around Christ's return to judge the earth. So how can it be the most frequently sung Christmas hymn of all time? The answer lies not in whether the song is about Christmas, but what Christmas is all about. Yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus with lights and trees and food and presents and family gatherings and communal worship, but we're not really just celebrating a birth, are we? I have delivered literally thousands of babies in my career as an obstetrician. I can tell you that most of the time, thankfully, there is a great amount of joy involved. But that joy, that happiness, is not the same thing as the joy of Christmas. The joy that we are all privileged to enjoy through Christ is the joy of salvation. It is to experience the wonder of His love, as Watts' closing stanza emphasizes. Well, what's so wondrous about His love? Well, first of all, we don't deserve it. He offered His love as an undeserved act of His pleasure in us, despite our continued sin. That's what grace means. Second, His love is faithful. Even when we rebelled against Him, He never gave up on us. Third, His love is eternal. We won't outlast it, ever. Fourth, His love means forgiveness for all our sins, past, present, and future. Finally, His wondrous love means, out of love, we are born again. We're not just celebrating the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago. We're celebrating that because of that baby, we all get to start again, loving God and each other, and live forever. Now that's something to shout about. Joy, joy, joy indeed. I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Luke 19:40, New King James. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. The joy we find in Christ is overwhelming and hard to confine to such a tiny word. When we sing of joy this Christmas, remind us that our joy is not only in welcoming the Savior to be with us, Emmanuel, but in the salvation that His coming brings to us through the cross and the third day. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.